It's The Takeaway. I'm Callie Crossley, in this week for Tanzina Vega. Writer and producer Shonda Rhimes is best known for her work on a number of successful network television dramas, including Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. This month, Rhimes is making the leap to streaming with her Netflix debut, Bridgerton. The show is a romantic drama set in the high society of early 19th century England. But unlike so many period pieces that depict the era with nearly all white casts, Rhimes and the show's creator, Chris Van Dusen, took a largely colorblind approach to casting for Bridgerton. In the series, King George III's wife, Queen Charlotte, is black. Here's actress Anjua Ando as Lady Danbury in a scene from the show, explaining how the marriage has changed their society.
Look at our queen. Look at our king. Look at their marriage. Look at everything it is doing for us, allowing us to become. We were two separate societies, divided by color, until a king fell in love with one of us. Love, Your Grace, conquers all.
And while much of the show is fictionalized, some historians do actually believe that the real Queen Charlotte had African ancestry. For more on Bridgerton, I'm joined by Iramide Tinubu, film critic and entertainment writer. Thanks for being here, Iramide.
Hi, Callie. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. In the book series that Bridgerton is based on, the characters are white. How much do you think the speculation around Queen Charlotte's race factored into the decision to cast actors of color in the show?
It definitely did. In Julia Quinn's novel, there is no mention of Queen Charlotte. So I think that was a really interesting way for Rhimes and Van Dusen to bring in race without really talking about it explicitly.
Would you give us a quick plot summary for our audience members who aren't familiar with Bridgerton?
Certainly. The series is set in 1813 during the Regency era. It's the height of the marriage market in London. And there's a young woman, Daphne Bridgerton. She's the eldest daughter of the esteemed Bridgerton family. And she's being presented on the marriage market. She does not want to just be married to any old man. So she ends up plotting this scheme with the Duke of Hastings, her brother's oldest friend. And they begin to date each other as a way for women to leave him alone and for more matches to meet her interests. But they actually fall in love with one another inadvertently.
We just heard a scene where they explain why the world of the show is racially integrated. Is race discussed explicitly at other points in the series?
Not at all. That is the only point in which race is mentioned, which I think is really interesting, because if race isn't this huge backdrop or isn't a huge plot point of a narrative, you can just get into the scandal and then the narrative of things without all of that history sort of backing up the series.
What do you think about the decision not to center the plot around race? Does it work for this story?
I think it works really well for Bridgerton. I think it's an excellent way to just let people enjoy this period and let Shonda and Chris Van Dusen do their thing with the series. It doesn't really take away from anything in the plot. I know so often when we look at this time period, people of color are enslaved or they're servants, but it allows everyone to just be in this really salacious, grandiose time.
How does the approach to addressing race in Bridgerton compare to how race factors in some of Rhimes's other shows?
I think it's very different. So she's always been known to do this colorblind casting, as we've seen with Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. However, race is explicitly talked about because the leads for Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder in particular are black women. For this, it's very different because, you know, it's a past time period and it's really about women. It's about misogyny. It's about sexism and the things that women had to do in order to survive back in that time.
There have been some other recent period pieces that have either used colorblind casting or addressed race and racism more explicitly. Now, how do some of those works compare to Bridgerton?
Definitely. If you look at Dev Patel and the personal history of David Copperfield, which came out recently, he's an Indian British actor and he plays Charles Dickens' titular character. And race isn't discussed in the film at all. But we've seen so many depictions of David Copperfield that I think no one was really bothered or moved by it. Something like Belle, which is Amma Santi's 2013 novel, with Gugu, it's about a real-life character, a mixed-race woman during the 1700s who comes of age in London society as well. So I think it has tried to, it's been done definitely before, but I think this is the most mainstream way that it's been seen previously.
Now, does that mean there's a growing recognition among Hollywood producers that there actually is an audience for period pieces with more diverse casts?
I think so, certainly. I think, you know, Hollywood is definitely trying to keep up with the times, or at least starting to keep up with the times. And I think if you don't have, you know, any sort of race narrative in your plot or in your story, it's definitely worthwhile to see people of all colors. You know, there's Asian characters in Bridgerton, white characters, black characters. You can see a really diverse world as long as you're not, you know, doing a disservice to actual history and what people of color have gone through in their lives.
Were you a fan of period pieces growing up?
Definitely. I was forced to read Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights, all of those.
Forced
by my father. I grew up in a Nigerian household, so he was really, really a big fan of literature. So for me, I'd always just imagined myself in these time period. Anything that Jane Austen wrote, I love period pieces. I love Little Women when it came out last year. So I think it's definitely room for all types of people to see themselves in these time periods without being enslaved people or servants.
So that means you see yourself represented in these stories?
Definitely. Or I can certainly relate to the women and the things that they go through, especially because, you know, until 1970, women couldn't even have their own bank accounts. So you see Daphne trying to make a way for herself and for her family by marrying the best person that she can.
Are there other genres where you think it would make sense for Hollywood to take a colorblind approach to casting?
Definitely. I think that most genres you're able to do it as long as you're not sort of putting, you know, Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman or anything crazy like that. But you look at horror, what Jordan Peele has done with the horror genre, romance certainly could use a lot more people of color in it. But I think people are slowly coming along. Superheroes, you see that genre start to shift and change, especially with Disney Plus's announcement of all of the various series and films that they're about to debut. So I think we're coming along. It's not quite as fast as I would like, but we're making a way here.
Is there excitement about Bridgerton? Are you hearing that?
Certainly. I think it's number one, both in the UK and in the US. So I think people are really enticed to see what's going to happen. I know Julia Quinn has always had a really huge, robust fan base. So they're really excited to see what Shonda Rhimes has done with it.
Aramide Tinubu is a film critic and entertainment writer. Thanks, Aramide.
Thank you.